Welcome to The Goodnight Show. I'm Shay Morrison, sleep expert and co-founder of The Goodnight Co. Join me each week for hints and tips on all things sleep. Although the coldest part of winter has been and gone and spring is officially in sight, the looming threat of colds and flus are still lingering. So much of the way we function in our day-to-day is tied by having an effective sleep routine. This is especially true by the way our immune system responds to a good night's rest. Research indicates that quality sleep can strengthen your immune system by bolstering the T cells in your body that fight off infection. To support your sleep routine, it is important to identify the factors that are most disruptive to your sleep and build a routine that focuses on changing these behaviours. Things like running a bath before bed, or if you don't have a bath, having a warm shower, reduce the time spent exposed to blue light or artificial light before you go to sleep, or even incorporating aromatherapy. Things like our Goodnight Essential Oil Blend, any aromatherapy that you find useful. Lavender has got a scientific value placed on it to help fall asleep. So by incorporating all of these factors into your evening can really help get that better, longer sleep, which is in turn going to help your immune system. Number two, staying hydrated. Did you know that keeping hydrated is proven to help reduce stress? Many studies have shown that dehydration leads to higher cortisol levels, the stress hormone, making your body more prone to conceding to the attacks of colds, flus, and all the nasties that we're trying to avoid. Not only that, but water functions as a toxin-fighting machine. It helps to flush out the buildups of bacteria and toxins that could have a negative effect on your immune system. Number three, stress less. Public enemy number one, stress continues to be one of the leading causes of serious mental and physical health concerns. Particularly where we're at in society right now, there are so many other layers of stress and anxiety affecting people in lots of different ways. Prolonged stress can promote inflammation in the body, and this can lead to an imbalance in our immune cell function. So ultimately, a poor functioning immune system. So while it is certainly easier said than done, embracing the calm is more achievable than you think. What we're really looking to achieve is incorporating some daily practices that help us remain calm. And we want to activate our parasympathetic nervous system to help decrease any feelings of anxiety. So things that you could look at incorporating is spending some more time in nature, taking regular breaks. If you're working in an office environment, or even if you're outside in more of a manual situation, how can you incorporate some small stretches that also include some breathing techniques? So we actually can really change the way that our nervous system functions by incorporating deeper, longer breathing. And this is a simple technique. Box breathing is something we talk about here all the time. So if you Google the box breathing technique, it's a great one that you can incorporate during your day or if you've got struggles at nighttime falling asleep. Other things like journaling, using guided meditations, these are all tricks that you can easily incorporate into your morning, daytime, or evening schedule to help reduce the physical impact of stress in your life. You could also try using, again, some aromatherapy. You could look at diffusing or applying our calm essential oils, and these can help really rebalance your mood and energy levels throughout the day. We can leave a link to any of the products in the show notes. Number four, eat fresh. We all know a balanced diet is so critical for a healthy body and mind. There are many foods that you can eat to specifically boost your immune system. Certainly green leafy vegetables are always on the list, but here are a few that can help support your immune function with the right vitamins and minerals. So vitamin C is fantastic for both preventing infections and shortening the effects that they have on your body and immune system. The very stereotypical fruit to source vitamin C from is traditionally in oranges, but you can also get vitamin C in kiwi fruits, Brussels sprouts, strawberries, and papaya. So all things that are in season at the moment. Iron is great for supporting your body, so it carries the oxygen to your relevant cells, and it plays a really important role in the function of your immune system. So before you go straight to the supplement shelf, maybe try including extra things like chicken, red meat in small portions, broccoli, and kale. Among its very long list of benefits, vitamin D is definitely something that we need to consider. So it enhances the pathogen fighting effects of white blood cells and can help decrease inflammation. So this helps promote our immune response time. So vitamin D is often referred to as the sunshine vitamin. Sunlight is certainly the best source of this nutrient. Few foods naturally contain vitamin D, so it is often added into, or it can be found in things like milk, yogurt, cheese. But the best thing to get your vitamin D is to spend a little bit of time in the beautiful sunshine. Now, if you're somebody who doesn't want to spend any time because you're worried about other things like skin cancers, then try doing it early in the morning or late in the afternoon. So just getting it on the cusp of that critical time that you want to avoid the sun on either side can be a great way to get it instead. And finally, zinc. Zinc is extremely important for the production of new immune system cells and can be found in the legume family, so chickpeas, lentils, and beans. I'm going to share one of my favorite immune boosting recipes in our closed Facebook group. If you haven't joined, head on over to the Goodnight community. You can join the group and let us know if you try it out. Number five, lastly, our last tip to help boost your immunity is to start your mornings by moving your body. So not unlike maintaining an evening routine, taking on a morning routine can be incredibly helpful in regulating your immune system. So take on those early birds and beat the morning chill, get your body moving and incorporate some form of exercise before you get on with the rest of your day. Not only does exercise boost your immunity by encouraging the flow of disease-fighting white blood cells, but exercising in the morning has actually been found to help you stick to routines and increase your metabolism. So it just makes you feel more energized and prepared to take on the day. Unsurprisingly, exercise also works to improve your overall health, increasing the strength of your immune system and its ability to fight off any other nasty viruses. These five tips are great for supporting your immune system during those changing seasons, but it's important to try and maintain some consistency throughout the other months of the year as well. If you feel like you want a little extra help boosting your immune function, we recommend trying our Immunity Boost Kit. This is our all-encompassing natural immunity kit that will help to strengthen, fortify, and support your body's defense system. Until next episode, if you're looking for more sleep support or any information about sleep at all, head on over to our closed Facebook group, the Good Night Community. We have a lot of exclusive goodies waiting for you. Thanks for listening to The Good Night Show. If you're keen to learn more about the topic I talked about today, join our Facebook group, The Good Night Community, or check us out at thegoodnightco.com.au. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe to us on your favourite podcast provider by searching The Good Night Show. And if you love what you're hearing, don't forget to leave us a glowing review.